Right, we've got Adrian Bell here from Dean House Farm. Can you hear me, Adrian?
I can hear you loud and clear, Vaughn.
Good, good. You are the manager and the fitness instructor from Dean House Farm.
That's correct.
Is that your name?
Well, yeah, it's my name, and that's where I'm normally based.
Anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about was pretty much Pilates and you know what it is, because obviously you have a keen interest in Pilates, and I really want to know what it is and what makes it different.
Yeah, I mean, Pilates is a kind of mind body exercise, so it channels obviously your thoughts, but also your actually body, so you have to move. It's designed to improve flexibility and strength, lengthening muscles. It develops particularly your core strength.
What's that?
That's the muscles that support the body, really. Basically, deeper set abdominal muscles, which we don't often use.
I'm just sitting up straight here.
You just corrected yourself there.
So yeah, I did.
You've introduced those core muscles into the studio.
Mm-hmm, good.
And then, obviously, stability. So the body needs to be stable and balanced. So Pilates helps to stabilize muscles and where sometimes we get tight and loose muscles and an imbalance in the body, Pilates is there to try and restore balance.
And does it just do one thing at a time? I mean, if you're standing up straight and doing that core thing, because obviously you can tell us later how you activate it.
Yeah.
But is it, if you stand up straight and you're doing that thing, is it everything is affected by that, or do you have to do lots of exercises as well?
Well, there's movements built up from having a stable core. So you normally start to learn how to control and stabilize the core muscles and how to engage them, really.
Mm-hmm.
And then with that steady base, you'd want to develop other movements. So, the Pilates method will exercise all 613 muscle groups.
Is that how
muscle
many we've
pairs.
Got? Yeah. That's a lot of muscle. And have you any idea sort of where it came from? I mean, in the 80s and the 70s, it was pretty much Jane Fonda and all these. And I actually did Hatha and Iyengar yoga at some time. Never heard of Pilates. It's probably been around a while, has it?
Well, yeah, you'd say Joseph Pilates is the man who introduced the system which he developed. And that would have been probably at the turn of the 20th century. So he was developed his routines quite early on, so, and he came to England just before the war, the First World War.
All right, where was he from?
He was from Germany.
All right.
So during the First World War, he was interned, as most German nationals were, and it's pretty much where he developed his method, which was built around him. As a child, he was quite sickly and bad health, and developed into quite a strong, fit man. And so the method started way back then, but it really only became popular in America and then later Britain, probably in the 80s and 90s, really.
And how did you hear about it? What made you get involved?
It was when I was training as a personal trainer. It was a method that was taught briefly, but it's like anything, when you do a little bit of something, you only get half a story. So I wanted to learn a little bit more, and my own sport was triathlon, so I started to get kind of stiff and tight muscles and often get back pain. So I started Pilates really just to kind of lengthen and strengthen and become a bit more flexible, really.
So you were doing it for yourself rather than for
other
people?
Yeah, it was pretty much just something I hadn't done. Thought, well, I'll see if I can get a little bit fitter for my sport, really.
Mm-hmm. And did it obviously had a good effect?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't have as many injuries. I was able to improve times by, well, in triathlon, from, it's not going to mean a lot to you maybe, but like 10 minutes my time, so that's quite good.
And I suppose you didn't tell a competition, did you?
No.
kept that one to yourself,
did
you?
Yeah,
sort of it's not something you want to do. I did wonder because, and the other thing is there meditation involved, or is it not
it's not so much, there is breathing, but it's not so much meditation as thinking about the position of the body. So when you're doing a movement,
and I'm sitting up straight again.
Yeah, the aim is to try and think about the movement and visualize something that helps you create the movement, which is why the instructors are quite useful, because they try and give you that sort of vision to be able to
make
check,
it work.
Yeah.
And obviously, I do know a little bit about you, but I don't know a lot about you. but I noticed from your accent that you're not from around these parts, are you? You don't sound like you come from.
No. Originally, I'm from Essex, so that's mm-hmm. normally a
Essex boy.
Essex boy, you know. And Essex is quite popular, isn't it, today?
It is, yeah. It is.
Uh-huh. The only way they say is Essex, apparently.
Really, yeah, really.
Uh-huh. In Essex,
I've heard that before. What did you, were you always in Pilates? Well, no, obviously you weren't, because that was the 90s, and you're a little bit older than that. So
sadly,
what did you start off as?
I started off in working in a merchant bank in the city of London.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh.
So not a lot of Pilates going on there.
I bet there's not, no.
And I worked...
straight from school?
I did. Well, 18. Went straight in for my A-levels.
Mm-hmm.
And got a job living at... Most people worked up in the city... down mm-hmm. there, so it wasn't unusual to go and work there.
Mm-hmm.
And I did my banking exams, which you do, and got into corporate lending, so I was really had a good job.
Yeah, and obviously you flew from there in your banking career. Did it take off?
It did. Well, I don't think I've ever earned as much money since.
Right. Yeah.
I was in the bank for about 7 years.
Oh, right. Yeah. That long. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so quite a time.
Uh-huh. And then you went on to Pilates?
No. I kind of bit varied there.
That you set for life, was it? And then something happened?
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought that was where I was going to kind of continue. And then I suppose I was about 24, 25. And I decided to go off to study to become a priest.
Mm-hmm. That's a heck of a change. I kind of see the relationship between, you know, mm-hmm. being in a bank where it's for yourself, I would have thought. I mean, you're talking money and a lifestyle. It just doesn't sound right. I mean, can I ask you, Adrian, did you get a calling?
Do you know, it's probably the most common question that people would
mm-hmm.
ask. And,
mm-hmm.
and I would say, yeah, I mm-hmm. didn't hear any voices. And mm-hmm. But I felt that I was... I felt that I had kind of an ordinariness that could be taken into my faith, and maybe that I could use that in a positive way.
Yeah.
And from that point, I definitely felt
something.
I didn't have any doubts, just straight one day just decided to go for it.
Yeah, and I suppose the people that you left behind must have been quite shocked.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they were. I mean, mm-hmm. it was a bit unusual for them. They'd not really come across a colleague suddenly
mm-hmm.
going off to train.
Mm-hmm.
And my family just wasn't, they hadn't expected that really.
No.
So,
was it something that you thought about for some time before you actually decided, I'm going to do it? Yeah, I'm going to do it.
Probably for about a couple of years beforehand.
Yeah. It would have to be a big decision in your life.
And there's a lot of, you can't just wander straight off. They do go through quite a bit of preparation and
mm-hmm.
Examination of people to
mm-hmm.
ensure that they maybe have a calling or mm-hmm. vocation.
Yeah, and once you'd decided and you'd made your choice and you got accepted into mm-hmm. it, did you then have to do a lot of training for it?
Yeah, it's 6 years, so you get a lot of time to kind of reflect on what you want to do and how mm-hmm. how your life might change.
Mm-hmm.
And you normally do quite a bit of study, so there was a couple of degrees to complete in there, so that was.
And you hadn't done that before if you left school at 18?
No, I'd just left from my A-level, so I did a theology degree,
mm-hmm.
and then they sent me off to do some canon law, so that's church mm-hmm. law, basically, mm-hmm. but they mm-hmm. felt
you
it
did.
Was appropriate,
mm-hmm.
and then came back into parish life
mm-hmm.
In about 1998, so...
Right, so it's not really that long ago, is it? It's not that
really,
long ago.
No, I went off to train in 91, and then was ordained in 96, and then...
Mm-hmm. That would be a big day, was it?
It was, yeah. Uh-huh. I suppose it's similar to when, I guess people think of it like when you get married. So it's a big
married
day
to
for your
church.
Family, for your
uh-huh.
parish. And it's lovely. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And when you're ordained, is it only after that you can get your own parish?
Yeah, you'd normally become an assistant priest for a little while. And because there's less priests,
mm-hmm.
that time for me was about 9-10 months. So
mm-hmm.
it was quite short.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then you got your own parish.
Mm-hmm. And did you stay around the Essex area?
Yeah. You normally, they're split into dioceses. So mm-hmm. I was sent to my hometown, which was Chelmsford. So it was quite unusual. Really.
Yeah. So then, did it fulfill you? Did it fulfill what you thought it would be?
It did. It was mm-hmm. It's difficult when you leave because then people think you must have had an awful time, but it was an amazing time. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed being with people, ministering in the way that you do as a priest, and
mm-hmm.
being given that opportunity, really.
Mm-hmm.
And loads of special moments to kind of cherish.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how long did you do that for,
I did,
then?
Well, I was As I said, I was ordained in 96. I did it for 7 years. I was a priest.
So you stuck at it?
Yeah, you know, no, I did enjoy it. And it was only, I never thought that I would leave. And I just, again, as obvious as it was to go, there was a thing, well, I think it's difficult to explain why you would leave. It's difficult for people to accept that you leave.
Yeah, to understand it.
But I guess the only way I can look at it is that as an individual beforehand, and all through my training, the teaching of the church didn't really, it was easy for me to follow. It wasn't, there were no real difficult questions. Asked, no, there was nothing that stopped me going forward anyway.
Yeah.
But I suppose what happened to me was that when I was in ministry, I came across a lot of people that somehow often struggled to keep the teachings of the church.
Yeah.
And you're left there thinking,
is this right?
Well, not so much what's right, but can I, you're almost saying one thing to people at one level and the church teaches something else. And there's that dichotomy that you either have to accept that you can't live with that anymore.
Or you can.
Or you just kind of forget a little bit of it. And if you can't say something publicly, but you're telling people something else privately, then you have to make, you just become.
Yeah. It's a funny thing, you said 7 years for banking.
I know.
And the 7 years.
7 years.
How long have you been doing Pilates? Are you coming up to your time?
No, you're okay. I've gone past my time. Well, in fitness and personal
You've
training.
You've always done that, yeah. Has that always been a constant?
It has, yeah. It's always been part of my life to be involved in fitness. And I used to teach fitness when I was a priest as well.
So that wasn't fun. It wasn't a new venture for you to
And I competed regularly, which was a bit unusual. I wasn't a normal priest in that sense.
How did you find competition in the priesthood to fight other people who were doing triathlon? I mean, there weren't many, were there?
Other priests?
Yeah.
Oh, none.
No. So it was you. You were the man.
Yeah, I think there might be one or two around the country, but I didn't know of any.
And on that competitive thing, what, where did you run? I mean, where do you do triathlons? And what is it again?
It's a combination of swimming, running and cycling.
Yeah, so and so where
Not
do you do that
order.
Then?
There's loads of competitions. There's loads in the northeast.
Is there
there's
really?
About 18, 20 triathlon meetings every throughout the seasons.
And do you do them?
I haven't done for a few years now, but I was competing up till about, say, 2008.
All right. So moving on, I mean, obviously, you know, you changed your career path again, but it's a life change. It's not just a career, is it? When you're in banking, that's a career.
Yes.
In priesthood, I think that sounds more like a vocation and more a life.
Yeah, it is.
Not
well,
the lifestyle.
Yeah, it's your whole life, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, definitely. Mm-hmm. And I think that's that point where it became maybe committing to that whole life thing is when I realised that I probably had to make a change. Because it is everything.
Yeah,
and you can't be half-hearted.
You've got to put your
And it's a disservice, I think, to be half-hearted in ministry. So you have to kind of... Mm-hmm. For me, it was... I had to make a move to leave.
Yeah. We'll go back to Pilates, should we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think you should, because
that's where I am, isn't it?
It is. That's what you're here for. But the thing I want to ask you about is golf and Pilates, because, I do play a little bit of golf in a very bad way. And I remember talking to you about how golf can be helped by doing Pilates. And I've got to ask you this. What the heck do you know about golf, Adrian? And how can you say that?
True. I'm not a golfer, so I have to confess to that. But what I look is how the body works. You know, so I'm not an expert in golf, but I'd like to think that my knowledge of how the body moves and how it works is something that can help people in all sport. But golf, because the benefits of Pilates to golf are they're quite quick. You can see the benefits in terms of your swing and how far you can hit the ball.
Right.
Whereas some other sports, it's a bit harder to see the benefits, although they're there for every sport, really.
And is it to do with when you say your swing, is it because of the stretch that you've got when you do Pilates? Do you get better? Do you get a better stretch?
Yeah, a lot of your golf swing is about generating torque and about getting sort of like speed through the club head, isn't it? So that you hit the ball harder. And one of the ways of doing that is having more rotation and more flexibility and more strength. And if you can combine them, if you can get more rotation in your upper spine and you can stay and more movement in your shoulders and pelvis, then you're going to be able to generate more force, more power. And
that's does it make you hit straight?
It will, yeah, because
really?
often some of your imperfections in your swing are down to lack of mobility or stiffness or tightness. Right. So if you can iron out some of the tightness, tight muscles, then you'll find that some of the problems, like you might slice the ball or you might hook it or whatever, mm-hmm. by looking at how you hit the ball, you'll be able to perhaps see what muscles are not working so well, mm-hmm. and then you can work on those in Pilates.
And have you had some special training for this? Even though you don't play golf, you must have had something.
Yeah, no, there's some sport-specific Pilates about. You know, I think there's a lot of Pilates instructors around at the moment, and you have to kind of say, why are you different to everyone else? And I think my difference tends to be because I enjoy sport, I play a lot of sport, or I have done in the past, and I want to make Pilates relevant for the sports person, and that's probably where I come from. So I spend a lot of time either researching or working through and developing my knowledge in the sport specific Pilates.
And with the golf, have you had anybody recently who has taken up Pilates to help the golf, and have you seen any differences yet? Or
there's certainly people from the past who've taken up their Pilates and have certainly had the length of, you know, hitting the ball has improved.
Mm-hmm.
We've had recently up at Dean House Farm some days where people came along and they're really at the stage of just taking on board. We've had people with benefits, mm-hmm. But that they're quite quick, you know, mm-hmm. in the sense that Pilates can work quite quickly, but mm-hmm. but I think if you're doing something else to help improve your, mm-hmm. you just feel better. So I think initially there's a feel good factor to doing Pilates.
Uh-huh.
And then I think if it's maintained, the results just mm-hmm. come.
And do you see yourself, once you've got too old for your triathlon, do you ever get too old?
Oh, there's some great triathletes around. Who,
is there?
Who, yeah, no, I don't think you can get too old. There's people in there. I when I used to do the London Triathlon, there was a chap in his 80s. He did
really?
It all the time, yeah.
All right, so you've got time.
Oh, I've got a few years. Not many, but I've got a few left.
But you don't think you'll ever take golf up? Because I could just see, you know, obviously you're fit, and when you see the golfers, some of the younger golfers, when you see them on the television, they do look fit, and you can see the way they move, that they've got something. And do you never feel like picking up a club and see if you can hit it?
Yeah, no, I do. I love all sports, really, and, mm-hmm. and I'm used to playing racket sports, so I keep thinking I must have.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, getting that club and just starting, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
And
you could, you know, with your fitness, you could actually be, assuming that you can hit the ball, because if you can't hit it, you're
not
kind
so good,
of,
is
it's
it?
Not so good. You know, you could be good.
I could, well, yeah, you know, it's another option there, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Uh-huh. I'm not sure whether you could become professional.
Probably a bit late now.
Maybe a bit late, and, you know, if it's only for 7 years, you know, this 7 year thing. So what about Dean House? Is it, can anybody go to these things?
Dean House Farm is a health club, obviously, but it's situated in Longframlington. There's a pool and spa.
Mm-hmm.
There is a fully equipped gym.
Mm-hmm.
We've got, obviously, the Pilates and fitness studios. So,
And do you have regular classes for all of those?
We have, yeah. We've got Zumba classes. We've got aerobics, Tai Chi.
Zumba? That's
Zumba.
A bit different to Pilates, mind, isn't it?
It's benefits from Pilates will help in your Zumba. You know, you can, core strength is important pretty much in anything you do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good balance between... Mm-hmm. The one thing Pilates doesn't do is provide you with cardiovascular fitness. So mm-hmm. you combine it with something, say, like Zumba, that does give you the cardiovascular, and I think you get an overall sense of fitness there.
Mm-hmm. And in your Pilates classes, are they the regular? That's regular people come?
Yeah, you've got a core of people that come. The classes are all free to members. That's one mm-hmm. of the bonuses of being a member at Dean House mm-hmm. Farm, is that you get free classes. But I would say a good number, you know, a Pilates class is looking at sort of 10, 12 people.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't, you know, you can't really cater for 20s and 30s.
No, because you want to be keeping an eye on what they're doing,
you've
don't
got to
you?
Be quite focused on the individuals mm-hmm. that you've got
and how
there.
How they're actually doing
how
the
they're
exercise.
Moving, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's a whole host of types of fitness that you can do at Dean mm-hmm. House Farm. It's mm-hmm. not, I specialise in Pilates, but obviously there's Andrew who works people up mm-hmm. there. He's mm-hmm. A good strength and fitness trainer, so we've uh-huh. got lots of things that
quite a good
can,
balance of
I think so, yeah, we're trying to you really want to attract everybody to the place, don't
uh-huh.
you, so
yeah.
you want to have everything that people can uh-huh. can take part in,
yeah. Uh-huh. yeah. And so if they wanted to get in touch with you about golf or Pilates,
yeah.
well, not golf itself, but the Pilates side
of golf, or any sport really,
yeah, they just get
Pilates
in touch with you
for football or for rugby.
They do that as well?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
I can't imagine a big rugby player doing that.
I know, but the Welsh team and the New Zealand team, the All Blacks, they use it, so
really?
I'm guessing they were quite good.
Anyway, yes, so they can get in touch with you. I would imagine you've got a website.
Yeah, can I give that?
Yeah, give me
So if you get in contact with, so it's www.deanhousefarmhealth.com. I don't think we promote ourselves enough.
Yeah.
It's a lovely little resource up there if people, we just need people to experience
get
it.
Get really. Their golf swing put into action.
Definitely.
Anyway, thanks, Adrian.
Thank
thanks for
much.
Coming along.
It's been lovely.
It's been nice to talk to you.